This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا ورسولنا وحبيبنا محمد ابن عبد الله الصادق الوعد الأمين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما. عدد ما أحاط به علمك وخط به قلمك وأحصاه كتابك. وارض اللهم عن ساداتنا أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الصحابة أجمعين وعن التابعين وتابعين بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم افتح لنا فتوح العارفين واغفر ذنوبنا أجمعين. يا الله, in this days of Eid, in this second day of Eid, which is the يوم القر, the يوم of دعاء, we ask you, يا الله, to bless each and everyone present here and those who couldn't make it. Ya Allah, grant good health to those who are sick and keep the healthy ones healthy until they need you, Ya Allah. Amen. Ya Rabbil Alameen, we have brothers and sisters who have reached certain age today. May you, Ya Allah, bless them, forgive them, and give them many years to come in good health and to worship you and do good deeds. Ameen. Amin, amin. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Selamat Hari Raya to all of you, my brothers and sisters. May Allah accept your ibadah, especially those who did udhiyah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us many years to come and celebrate, inshallah, together. Amin. Okay. Everybody, Surah Yusuf, alayhi salam, Surah 12. Open your mushafs, please. We are in verse 82. Surah Yusuf, alayhi salam, verse 82. For those who have questions, please ask me after I finish the class. Remember which question you had, and please feel free to ask. Maybe someone will benefit from it, inshallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. واسأل القرية التي كنا فيها والعير التي أقبلنا فيها وَإِنَّا لَصَادِقُونَ. قَالَ بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ عسى الله أن يأتيني بهم جميعا إنه هو العليم الحكيم وتولى عنهم وقال وقال يا أسفى على يوسف وابيضت عيناه من الحزن فهو كظيم قالوا تالله تفتأ تذكر يوسف حتى تكون حرضا أو تكون من الجاهلين What did I say? هالكين بارك الله فيك حرضا أو تكون من الهالكين My mind went to another ayah. Jahilin, Surah Hud, alayhi salam.
قال إنما أشكو بثي وحزني إلى الله. وأعلم من الله ما لا تعلمون. يا بني يذهبوا فتحسسوا.
يا بني يذهبوا
فتحسسوا من يوسف وأخيه. ولا تيأسوا من روح الله. إنه لا ييأس من روح الله إلا القوم الكافرون. فلما دخلوا عليه قالوا قالوا يا أيها العزيز مسنا مسنا وأهلنا الضر وجئنا ببضاعة مزجاة
Musjatin, if we stop, we read it ha. Musjah, musjah.
فَأَوْفِ لَنَا الْكَيْلِ وَتَصَدَّقْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَجْزِي الْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ قال هل علمتم ما فعلتم؟
قال هل علمتم ما فعلتم؟
بيوسف وأخيه.
بيوسف وأخيه.
إذ أنتم جاهلون.
إذ أنتم جاهلون.
قالوا أئنك لأنت يوسف.
قالوا
قال أنا يوسف
قال أنا
وهذا أخي
وهذا
قد من الله علينا إنه من يتق ويصبر إنه من يتق ويصبر فإن الله لا يضيع أجر المحسنين قالوا تالله قالوا تالله لقد آثرك الله لقد آثرك الله علينا وإن كنا لخاطئين قال لا تثريب عليكم اليوم
قال لا تثريب عليكم اليوم
يغفر الله لكم
يغفر الله لكم
وهو أرحم الراحمين
وهو أرحم الراحمين
Excellent. Let's see these verses, inshallah. Before I start the tafsir, remember when we talked about the plotting of women in this surah? Do you remember? What did I say? Who remembers? Very good. Not as bad as men. Men, when they plot, is worse. The Quran speaks about the plotting of women against Yusuf alayhi salam. And the Quran said, إِنَّ كَيْدَ كُنَّ عَظِيمٌ. Your plotting, O women, is so great. But today I want to add something. I told you the plotting of women is great, but the plotting of men is devastating. When men plot, it may lead to death. But when women plot, it may lead to jail. Today I want to add something that I never told you before. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sought refuge from Allah. Sought refuge in Allah from this Qahr al-Rijal. Alaykum as-salam. Qahr al-Rijal. Arabic Qahr Qahru al-Rijal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a daily basis used to ask Allah to save him from this and not the plotting of women. Subhanallah. Kaid, I will explain. Kaidu al-Nisa. Plotting of women. Here, plotting of women. Amazingly, the Prophet didn't say, oh Allah, save me from the plotting of women. But he said, save me from Qahru al-Rijal. What is Qahru al-Rijal? Overpowering of men. Overpowering. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you to be overcome by a man. Because men, no mercy once they overcome you. That's it. Women still have a soft spot. But men, na'udhu billah, especially in politics, they will try to erase you, bury your life. Okay? So Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam used to seek refuge to Allah on a daily basis from 8 things. Remember them. I write them here for the benefit of our youth. And same as your benefit. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi, al-hamm wal-hazan. Hamm is stress. Hazan is sadness. Wallah, I seek refuge in you from stress and from sadness. Wa a'udhu bika min al-jubn. والبخل جبن coward cowardice to be a coward because coward die every day every second they die but brave people die only one time remember this and بخل stinginess he used to say Allah never let me turn into a stingy person never turn into a coward. Ajz means to be overpowered. Like you feel like you can't do nothing. What's that feeling? Feeling when you cannot do anything.
Despair.
And kasal, laziness. Malas. You become malas. You don't want to work. You don't want to do nothing. And some parents, may Allah forgive them, help their children to become talent. Malas. Because you just provide. Sometimes say no. Always use no with your kids. So that when you tell them yes, it's sweet. Say no first. No. So they grow up with no. The day you say yes, alhamdulillah.
But keep saying yes, yes, yes. The day you say no, they will eat you up. And then number 7 and 8 is this. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الْهَمِّ وَالْحَزَنِ وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الْأَشْرِكِ كَذَبَ وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الْجُبُّ وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ غَلَبَةِ الدَّيْنِ غَلَبَةِ الدَّيْنِ. To be overpowered by loans, debts. You are overburdened. You every day just thinking about how to pay people. And some of you deserve it because up to you.
I don't want to open Pandora's box on second day. غَلَبَةِ الدَّيْنِ وَقَهْرِ الرِّجَالِ. That's the word. قَهْرِ الرِّجَالِ. And to be overpowered by man. He didn't say by women. Overpowered by man, which is our subject.
Clear, inshallah. Wa alaikum salam. So that was something I wanted to say before we go to the tafsir of today. So 82, are you all there? Any question about this? Ask Allah every day to save you from these 8 things. Because really, if you have one of them, you are really, really unhappy person. Yes. At the end of the tahiyyat, you can do this dua. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الهم والحزن وأعوذ بك من العجز والكسل وأعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل وأعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال. You can say it in Malay, if you remember them. Stress, sadness, cowardice, stinginess, despair, laziness, overpowering of loans and debts, and overpowered by men. You start running away from men. You're a man and start running away from men? Oh, man, I don't want that man to meet me. Because usually loans. You start running away because you have to pay him. And you know you are doing something not right. Okay. Any question about this? All right, let's move. Start with my brother since I missed him for 2 weeks, mashallah. Welcome back. You okay? Your beard is trimmed. You traveled?
Yeah, for sure.
When you all travel, like my father, may Allah have mercy on him. When he's traveling, the beard short. I said, Dad, you're traveling, right? He said, yes. Takbir. Yes. 82. He wants to move on. Welcome back. Welcome back. Your wife is here?
No.
She's okay? Alhamdulillah. Okay. Alhamdulillah. Yallah. Very good. The children of Yaqub alayhi salam came back with a bad, very bad what? News. Not only they didn't bring their brother, who they supposed to protect, who is he? What's his name? Benjamin. Not only they came without their brother, the younger brother. But even the Abang is missing. So how many children total? 3. Yusuf alayhi salam, Benjamin, and in one narration, Yehuda. Judah. No, Allah didn't mention Benjamin, didn't mention the eldest. But the moral of the story, 3 children. So I told you, it will even get worse before it becomes... Okay, remember this. When you are facing trouble, sisters and brothers, expect worse, expect worse. Don't say no, not that. No, expect even things to become even worse. If it doesn't happen, alhamdulillah. If it happens, you expected it. So you're mentally ready for it. So always expect the worst. Hope for the best, but expect the worst. You have to expect that something will happen. Bad. So Yaqub alayhi salam was mentally ready. Even when he lost Benjamin, and the old, he was still mentioning who? Yusuf. Subhanallah. Why? Because Yusuf had a special place in his heart. Yusuf was more polite. Was very ethical. You know what makes parents love their children? It's not your look. Your parents don't care about your look. Even if you look like a cockroach, they will still love you. Takbir. Do you understand? Don't think your father favors you because you have a special look. No. If you were born without face, the heart is there for you, especially the mother. But what parents really love to see is that the children are morally sound people, morally sound. Nobody is talking about this. Everybody is talking about, my son goes to this university, my daughter is doing this, my daughter is marrying so-and-so. Who cares? You know what you should care about is, my son, did he pray without me telling him? Is my daughter, mashallah, coming to classes like this willingly, not anyone forcing her? She wants to come and learn the deen. And feel sad if there is no class. Really feel sad, like, oh, I wish there was class. Alhamdulillah, today is second day of Eid, and still we wanted to have class. May Allah reward those who made it possible, Brother Shah. Okay? So please, understand my brothers and sisters, what will make a father be very in love with his children, or a mother, is their ethics, the way they behave with their parents. If you are always there, considerate, loving, understanding, sacrificing, we are in the days of sacrifice. It's not about you, children. It's not just about you. It is about your parents. It's not like what I like. What my mother likes, what my father likes. And they're about to go. They are older than you. Expect them to go early. So be nice to them. Simple as this. Your children will be nice to you. So, now 3 children missing. Allahu Akbar. Oh, imagine you are waiting for Yusuf to come back. His younger brother goes. And now the one that you're supposed to lean on. Because a father should lean on his first son, elder son, Abang. Huh. 3. Isn't this test to Yaqub? It's not just Yusuf. The story is not about Yusuf only. It's about his father. Huh? How many of us lost a child just for 1 hour or 2? You go to one utama, your son disappears. No, think about it. And do you know how your wife goes? How your mind, you as a father? 10 times the heart of a mother. If you are like really worried, where this boy left? You're so scared. Maybe someone kidnapped him. Someone took him. How about years, Yusuf alayhi salam. And his father never lost hope. One day he will come back. One day. I told you, always live with high hopes, brothers. Because once you lose hope, that's it. You die. Not physically. You die emotionally. That's it. You cease to perform. You should always say, inshallah, there is solution for my problem. Whatever problem you are facing, inshallah, Allah will help me. Allah will remove this hardship from me. One way or another, trust Him. And because of your trust, Allah will reward you. Is the tawakkul. The tawakkul is the trust, is a form of trust. Ya Allah, I trust you. Bismillah wa tawakkalna Allah. Huh. Okay. So they told him that. Verse 82, please ask, verify the caravan that was with us. And first ask the city, Ya Allah, O Father. You can go to the city yourself and ask that this is true. That your son has stolen. Inna ibnaka saraq. Look, they didn't say our brother has stolen. They said your son has stolen. I told you Bani Israel have problem, remember? Pay attention to the words I'm saying. Eh? I know it's sad as Monday night, tired, this and that. Pay attention. Usually, you want to add to the sadness of a man who is already sad? Or you want to make it like, you know, as cool as possible? Yes. No, they made it as painful as possible. Inna ibnaka saraq, your son has stolen. They should say, our brother. Or Benjamin, at least Benjamin has stolen something. They said, Inna Bnaka, your son. This is how you speak to your father. Do you say your brother has come to visit you or my uncle has come? Which one is more polite, children? Do you tell your father, oh, your brother wants to see you? Or uncle has come and he wants to meet you? Your brother. This is how our children are speaking now. Na'udhu billah. Slap and bring them to me. I sent the photos of the knives. Sharpen, ready. Takbir. No, you have to respect. My uncle is here to see you. Or our brother has stolen that. And we are witnessing only with what we know. Please verify. Ask the city. Inna ibnaka sarak. Your son has stolen. Wow. He's not our brother. He's your son. You got it? Okay, good. Then, wal'ir, ask also the caravan that was with us. They are witness. Now they are speaking the truth. But in the kidnapping of their brother and throwing him in the well, it was a lie. Now they say, and we speak the truth. Look at it. 82. And what do they say? Look. And we are speaking the truth. We are telling the truth. Now they are telling the truth. Okay, fine. What did the father say? What did he say? Very important. Look at it. Verse 83. My brother here. Yes?
But your own self have beguiled you into something. So patient is most fitting for me. Maybe Allah will bring them back all to me. Truly, he only is all knowing, all wise.
Huh. He said, Prophet Yaqub said, قَالَ بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا. He said, nay, but your own selves have beguiled you into something. Again, this is something wrong about you. Because he never forgave them for Yusuf. No, again you are plotting. By the way, once confidence is broken, okay? That's why I told you, punish your children for lying. Really. You have to really from day one. If you fix it, if they lie, even when they're young, hit them so hard on their hands until they become red. Then they realize they will not lie again. If they don't lie again, they be good kids and good citizens. Brothers and sisters, the moment your wife knows you lied, that's it, actually. No, not Shahid. Not Shahid yet. But she will continue living with you, but not with... She will always doubt you. Remember that. Cannot change it, because it's a glass that was shattered. I'm not talking about small problems here and there. Some women actually stay with the husband only because of the children. You have to know this, brothers. And check yourself. Is your wife staying with you out of love or just because she's stuck with you? Stuck because of kids. She may have small kids and she is just sabar with you. And why I say women, why not men? Because men can marry. More, three more. But women cannot. Remember that. I'm not trying to make you feel bad, but this is the truth. You need to hear the truth. And I'm here to tell you the truth, not to entertain you. Clear? So, too bad for anyone who lied to his wife. Too bad. So, see, now they're speaking the truth. He still say, you're plotting. You're doing something else. Because he cannot forgive them for what they did to Yusuf.
He knew they hurt their brother. He knew it. He's a Nabi. But he has to go through that destiny. His destiny is sabar. Sabar, 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 sabar. And now look what he's saying. He said, maybe Allah will bring them all together back to me. Yusuf, Benjamin, and the Aban. So he's still hopeful. Remember that. Always stay hopeful. By the way, how do we enter Jannah? With the hope to the mercy of Allah. What do you think? Do you think we prayed enough? Honestly, honestly. Did you think we prayed enough? Do you think we have given sadaqah enough? And what is enough for something eternal? How much money you need to pay for something very, very luxurious in this dunya, which is temporary? Millions? Billions? So how much you pay for eternity? So we enter only with the rahmah of Allah. Rahmah of Allah doesn't mean we do nothing. No, we have to do things. But always, no matter what I do, I will never do enough to deserve paradise. No one deserves paradise. Not even you, O Messenger of Allah. Aisha radiallahu anha said when she heard him saying this, he said, not even me. I am also with you. It's only the mercy of Allah. No one deserves paradise. So it's the mercy of Allah. So let's hope. Ya Rab, I never doubted your mercy. I am weak. I made so many sins. You have to say that to Allah. I committed many sins, and I may have repeated many sins. But I never doubted your mercy. And your mercy is bigger than my sins. My sins. Always talk to Allah like this. If you want to be safe. So here, Ya'qub alayhi salam is teaching us something. That never despair. Even when two more sons disappear. One is going to jail. Benjamin. He thinks he's going to put him in jail. But he's not going to put his brother in jail. And the eldest refuses to come. He has no face to meet his father. The guilt of Yusuf. And now the second one. Oh my God, what happened? And you see, when you harm someone, you will always live with that guilt. Remember this. When you harm someone, ladies, careful to hurt anyone, especially in-laws. Whether daughter-in-law or mother-in-law. Or sister-in-law. You two brothers, employers. Don't harm any employee. You pay in dunya before akhirah. Even when you let go someone, give him good pay. Salaam alaikum. Maid didn't do her job properly. Always cover yourself with generosity. One thing, by the way, that covers all your weaknesses is generosity. Speaking about this, when you are a generous person, people forget all your mistakes. You know that? Who's the best auntie for the children, for the young girls? The one who gives them gifts. Takbir? Who? The one who tells them story? No. The one who gives gifts. Whenever I go to my auntie, she gives me something. Ah. Takbir? You look like one of your ships drowned. Capsized. Takbir. You okay?
Right.
MashaAllah. You look like going to Palestine. Palestine, look at that, MashaAllah. Yesterday he was about to die shaheed, but alhamdulillah. Takbir. I'm very proud of him. He did his udhiyah by his hand. Where are you guys? Never join us? You have your own bulls to kill? The youth, did you watch? Or nothing? Parents, I blame the parents. You have to let your children see how this is ibadah. Okay, parenthesis, we go back. عَسَى اللَّهُ أَن يَأْتِيَنِي بِهِمْ جَمِيعًا. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring them all together. So still hopeful. In the worst moment of his life, three children, he's still hopeful. Three kids. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. I trust Allah because He is the all-knowing, the all-wise. What did he do, however? He isolated himself. Now, more pain. He's a human being. He's a prophet, no doubt. But prophet what? Prophet human. Humans go through the same feelings that you and I go through. Sadness, happiness, hunger, full stomach, sleeping well, not sleeping well, seeing bad dreams, seeing good dreams. The prophets are humans like you and me. They are humans exactly like you and me. They use the toilet, they have babies, they get sick. Okay. وَتَوَلَّا عَنْهُمْ. So he took this, the third ayah, 84. Brother 1.
Turn away from them. For my soul was not peace of anxiety, the wife of the demons of them.
Good. And he turned away from them. Khalas. When they brought him this sad news, he told them to be hopeful. But deep inside, he was really hurt. There is nothing wrong to be sad and hopeful. Sadness is a feeling. To be hopeful also is a feeling. He said, Ya Asafa ala Yusuf. SubhanAllah, he just lost the youngest of his children and the eldest of his children. Pay attention. Yet his mind is with who? Yusuf. I told you Yusuf was special. Yusuf was very, very special because he was kind to his father. He was very always around his father. Are our children like that? Our children are around us, but when? When they need this? Dad, you look very handsome today. Just say, what do you need? How much you need? Takbir? Or they send you their mother. Takbir. If the mother also start buttering you up, just prepare your wallet. Prepare your wallet. Takbir. Okay. وَتَوَلَّى عَنْهُمْ وَقَالَ يَا أَسَفَى عَلَى يُوسُفَ. SubhanAllah, he's still mentioning. Wow. He was like, Elas Yusuf. Oh Yusuf. Where are you, Yusuf? Oh Yusuf. SubhanAllah. He is still thinking about Yusuf. Alas, my grief for Yusuf. And he lost his sight because of the sorrow that he was suppressing. Sisters and brothers, a sad man may lose his sight. A sad woman will lose her life. Women die. Sad women die. SubhanAllah. You know that or not? A sad woman is a dead woman. A woman who is so sad, she will die. Eventually, she will die. She will not survive. So what's our job as men? Make them happy, not add. Let's say she lost a son. You as a father now and a husband, you should be very, very considerate. Don't tell her, you are exaggerating, as if you are the only woman who lost a child. Don't say that. But tell her, remind her, Rasulullah also lost, Khadija lost. Khadija also lost. She lost many children before she died. Khadija is a good example for our women if they lose their children. God forbid, things like that. Okay? So his eyes turned white, meaning cataract took over. Alas, he cannot see. He became blind. He became blind. فَهُوَ كَظِيم. كَظِيم means, خلاص, cannot see anymore. 86. 85, mashallah. Takbir, very good. You are following. That's good. Johan, why are you just looking at me, Johan? I give you my autograph later on. Takbir, give him Abu Hudayfa the ayah. 85. MashaAllah. I hate that Shakespearean English. Thou. Takbir. They said, by Allah, you will never cease. His children are talking to him and his family. They said to him, by Allah, you will never cease remembering Yusuf until you become weak with old age. Or you become dead. Or you die. Meaning, subhanAllah, they were so amazed at Yusuf again, dad. Yusuf again, all these years, you still remembering Yusuf? Although, subhanAllah, who's the last to be lost? Benjamin. I mean, logic says you should think about the... No, he's thinking about the other one. Because he's hoping in Allah. If that one comes, they all come back. Remember that. More. Some tafsir say 40. But it was long time. Rather lose your child only for one day. Your wife will drive you crazy. Just your wife. What she will say? She will nag at you. Takbir. Lose your son just for one day. Na'udhu billah. You know what will happen to you? You go crazy. Your wife will not leave you alone. Don't look at your wives, those who are here. That's why I know why some brothers sit there, so that they don't see their wives. I know. Amir and Co. So that, like, Takbir. Okay, good. قال إنما أشكو بثي وحزني إلى الله. Next ayah. Haji Zain. Takbir. There is no age here. Here everybody is under 18. Takbir. Yes. Hmm. Excellent. MashaAllah. Very good. Well read. Here, what did he say? I am not complaining to you. This is strength. This is strength of a prophet. Although he's very old and blind, he is telling them, I am not complaining to you. I'm complaining to Allah. Leave me alone. You see, the real complaint is to God, not to people. People are very weak. Sometimes you brothers may, hey, come, where are you? I need to talk to you. You take your friend, he or she, you, he, you, she. And talk. And maybe that friend who is listening to you, out of respect, if he tells you his problems, you'll be ashamed. Huh? That's why you are just wasting money when you go to your psychiatrist. Your psychiatrist needs psychiatrist. Takbir. With my respect to psychologists and psychiatrists, they need to be in the mental hospital. Takbir. You're just wasting your time. You're telling him, Ben, my wife is giving me a hard time, and he's divorced. He's divorced. He's not even married. How can he know what does marriage mean? Takbir. That's why, my brothers, when you have a problem, what to do? Wudu, two rak'ahs. Wudu and two rak'ahs. And tell Allah in the sujood, Ya Rabb. Any time of the day. Wudu, two rak'ahs, and see. Tell me what will. Cry to him. Tell him. Pour your heart to him. You will see. You feel relieved. You go, give them money. They make you wait. Already by making you wait, the stress level goes up. Takbir. Takbir. Some of you go to Bomo, na'udhu billah. Shirk. Shirk. Even worse. Okay. So he said, no, I am complaining to Allah. Bathi wa huzni to Allah. So telling Allah that something is troubling you is the right thing to do, my brothers and sisters. Don't leave it. Talk. Look, we are saying talk, but don't talk to humans. Talk to the one who is above seven heavens. Whisper to the earth, the sky will hear you. In sujood. Yes.
So when I talk, I will like shirik is worse than murta, because murta you can jump shahada again. But when you shirik, you're debasing Allah. So is it a forgivable sin?
Very good, very good. Okay, it's like this. Pay attention. The shirk is unforgivable sin if you die with it. If you ever repent, Allah will accept you. No. Whoever taught you that should have said, if you ever die with the shirk, let's say you go to a bomo and you die at the bomo's place. Na'udhu billah. Serious. You go to ask him or her to help you. Na'udhu billah. Huh? Straight to Jahannam. Sorry. But somebody did that. He or she repent. Say, Ya Rabbi, I didn't know. Please forgive me. I was weak. I was jahil. Or I knew and I was weak. I listened to my friends or whoever advised me. And we went. Ya Rab, ma'af, khalas. Never do it again. Alhamdulillah, Allah will forgive you. Murtad also, if he wants to make shahada, we will welcome him back. Somebody committing zina, committed many times zina, wants to repair. Welcome, brother, sister, no problem. But don't die with those sins because they are major. Shirk, Allah will never forgive you. Halas. Major sin, between you and him. Now money, you took the money, you have stolen money. Now, that person, let's say he didn't know it was you. Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah will bring him and you and said, this is the one who stole your money at this incident. Now he is in trouble. He is in need of pahala. What do you think? He will forget? I don't think. Because he saw hell. When he sees hell, he's takut. He says, sorry, you took my money. I take your hasanat, pahala. Then, that's why, brothers and sisters, try to clear things now in this dunya. If you have ever wronged anyone, find him or her and say, sorry, brother. Sorry, really sorry. Ask forgiveness.
No mercy.
If he dies like that, yes. That's it. Jahannam. Because there are ayahs. It's not our opinion. Yes.
I'm sorry. What about disobeying parents?
If you look, any sin, if you repent before you die, you're fine. Any major sin. Darhaka. Shirk. Darhaka. Sihr. Adultery. Healing. Na'udhu billah. Whatever you have done. If you repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will forgive you. But imagine the last thing you did, you made your mother cry and you died. Or your father was really upset. The person left, the boy left, drove his car, died. So al-khatima, na'udhu billah. The last thing he did was upsetting his father. Well, we shouldn't do that. We should be very careful. But if a person did this, all these sins, and he wants to repent, Ya Rab, please forgive me. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only erased those sins, he will even consider whatever he did good as khalas. Consider them clean. White cloth, you washed it perfectly and you want to use it again. And remember this, Allah is so happy with your tawbah, then Yaqub when he met Yusuf. What do you think when Yaqub saw Yusuf? See the happiness? Allah is more happy with your repentance when you come back to him. So never lose hope, especially young boys and girls. Never say, no, what I did. You say, Ya Rab, just forgive me. Go back, pray, kiss the hand of your father or mother, whoever you offended. That's it. Alas. Forgiven, inshallah. Okay? Yes. Please, those who say about shirk, they should tell people this. If you die with shirk, if you don't die with shirk, you're fine. Let's say somebody used to go to the graveyards and turn around them and hang knots and amulets. All this shirk, be careful. The shirk is not just worshipping statue. It could be amulets. You believe in amulets. In your car, there is something that, oh, as long as this thing is in my car, there is no accident. Who told you? People who believe in these things. That is shirk, na'udhu billah.
Okay. What about, like, something you go to see an ustaz, but then he gives you this water and all that for you to drink, you know, clean the whatever is inside you and all that. So, how do you consider that?
Look, that very good. There is a tib al-nabawi. There is a tib al-nabawi, the prophetic medicine. If somebody is using Quran and Sunnah as an alternative medicine, like there is alternative medicine with herbs, Chinese medicine, Korean medicine, herbs, just herbs, no problem. But if it is based on Quran and Sunnah, for example, you may come to me and say, Sheikh, I have these problems. Then I realize these problems are symptoms of the evil eye or sihr. But I don't have evidence. But what Rasulullah SAW said, give Zamzam water to somebody who has certain characteristics. If he or she vomits, they have to drink a lot of Zamzam on empty stomach. If they vomit, it's sihr. If nausea, just nausea, but no vomit, it's evil eye. Definitely. A lot of people heal. But if we turn it into practice, instead of going to hospital, UM hospital, you're going to I don't know where. No need to mention names. And only you believe only in that. Doctors are saying, let's do surgery quickly. You say, no. I need to go first to my sheikh, see him. By the time you reach the sheikh, the sheikh will just wash you. Takbir. Yes, even Quran. Quran is not to be hanged here. Na'udhu billah. Or here. Or I don't know where. Quran is to be read. It's to be respected.
Because you put it in a house, that's okay.
Ayah, no problem. Ayah like this, no problem. It's okay. But no, we're talking about you know, like babies, you give them something. You put something and always thread. There is always a thread. Or no, this is wrong. This is wrong.
Talking about water. People sell water. They say, oh, this water Quran.
MashaAllah, takbir. That's why the price is 30,000. Takbir. And this Quran, 30 ana yatim hafaz read on it. Oh, special water. Look, there is no one who is greater than marketing the deen than the Malays. I cannot beat you in that. The Malays? Malays, yes. Not Malaysians. Malays. Or I'm Layu. When it comes to E-Dua. E-Dua, I said, what is E? E is for? They say, we make Dua for you in Mecca. Somebody will go there and make Dua. So pay this. Teaching Quran on a private jet. Oh, because you're close to Allah. You're close. Your son with Ustaza teaching your son 1 hour. You have Allahu Akbar. Qurban. Everything. I said, okay, na'udhu billah. Very soon they tell you, Jannah, Jahannam. Na'udhu billah, what is this? Dua is between you and Allah. Don't let anyone do things on your behalf. Whatever you can do, by yourself, do it. Even if you are old and weak, if you can get up to go somewhere, you don't ask people to do things for you. One of the things the Sahaba gave bay'ah to Rasulullah SAW, that we will not ask anyone anything until we die. One of them, his stick falls down. He jumps. Although one brother, like him, for example, like him, he's down. He will not tell him, brother, please give me my bag. No, he will jump out of his horse or camel to get his own thing by his own hand. Because they will become. I know some women cannot get up from the seat. She will call the maid, give me my phone. The phone is there. Go there, say, you see that. No, she will call the maid, give me my phone. Astaghfirullah. I hope you are not those people. No, some of you may be still. Dear wife, give me the water. The water is near him. He tell the wife to go there. Hiya, Akbar. Sounds familiar? Huh? Yeah, you want her to lose weight. Takbir. You don't want to lose weight. Oh, mashallah. That's all you know, you guys. Takbir. Mashallah, mashallah. Okay. So he said, وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. I am complaining only to Allah, my sadness and sorrow. And I know from Allah what you don't know. There is something that is telling me, they will come. That's intuition. Intuition of a prophet was so strong. Very, very strong. So I'm turning to Allah and crying to my God. And I know something that will happen. Very good. Definitely. He was always hoping because remember he told him the dream? Yusuf told him, Dad, I have seen this and this. But Yaqub, compared to his son, the son was better in the knowledge of interpreting the dreams, was given to the son, not to the father. Sometimes your son is better than you in certain things. Alhamdulillah. And that, by the way, that's the only thing you are not jealous of. You know that? Is your son or daughter be better than you? This is how much parents love the children. But children don't understand this. They always think, why me, my friends? No. 87. Now, sisters. Sister Azla, Azlina. Sister. Masila. Where is Azla? Where Azla? Azla is another class.
Azlina.
Your friend, you always sit near you. Azlina. Mazlina of Kajang.
Oh.
Azlina, you all your names all same. You confuse me. La ilaha illallah. Yeah. I'm suffering in Malaysia. In Malaysia, the names so close to each other. Huh? Yeah, next time name tag here, huh? A big one. Takbir. Yalla, Sister Masila, go ahead. SubhanAllah. Oh, my son, he gave order to his children. Oh, my sons, go and inquire about
Yusuf
and his brother. Look, Yusuf and his brother. He didn't say, go and inquire on both of them. He mentioned name, one name, and he didn't mention two names. Did you pay attention? Look, go. He didn't say, go and look for your brothers. He didn't say, go and look for Yusuf and Benjamin. He didn't say, go and look for my children. He said, go and look for Yusuf and his brother. Still, Yusuf occupies his mind. Yusuf is always on his tongue. Yusuf. When you love someone, you always mention him. And here is the proof that we really don't love Allah that much because we don't mention him too much. If you love Allah a lot, Allah is always on your tongue. Allah. All the time. Even when you dream, you're dreaming of him. Allah. When you love someone, a student went to his sheikh and said, Sheikh, I would like to see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Teach me dua to see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in my dream. He said, why? He said, I love him. I love him so much. I want to see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the sheikh said, okay, sit down. I will teach you something. But first, we eat. So he told his daughter, I don't know if our daughters even can fry an egg. Takbir. Prepare for us a lamb and put a lot of, just between him and her, put a lot of salt. So the The sheikh pretended to eat. The student is his guest. So he's eating, eating. He said, I will teach you tomorrow. But tonight, sleep. He said, okay, sheikh. He went to sleep. In the morning, he asked him, sheikh, what did you see? He said, sheikh, I saw a lot of water, but not the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I saw rivers, I saw lakes, I saw cascades, waterfalls, springs. He said, my son, what you saw is true because you ate a lot of salt yesterday. So the nafs will always look what she really misses. If you really love Rasulullah, you would have seen him by now. Now, I'm not saying you don't love the Prophet if you didn't see him, but I'm saying that if it is in your heart, you will. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is really loved by us, most of us will be talking about him, even at work, even when we are having our social gatherings, we'll be talking about Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like this. When you talk to your children, you say, my children, Allah doesn't like this. Allah loves that we slaughter sheep. Because your children may ask you, Dad, why you do that? You hurt them. It's not about me or that. It's about him. He loves that. So we do it for him. It's not about me or you. Please try to understand this. Allah loves that we spill blood on the day of Eid. If he wanted something else, if he loved something else, we would do it. And that's submission. If everything you have to rationalize, then where is your submission, Mr. or Mrs.? Allah told us to pray five times, we pray five times. This is obedience. And what's the price of obedience? Jannah. You obey, Allah will give you Jannah. You disobey, he put you in hell, simple as this. And he doesn't care. A lot of Muslims today are questioning Allah, so-called Muslims, questioning God, questioning. Go question your boss. Yalla, keep questioning him. 2-3 times, boom. He will sack you. Keep questioning your boss. Right or wrong? Please be careful. We are now living in a time where people are really questioning God. They're not asking to learn. They're asking actually to argue. Why? Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. And how do poor eat meat if we don't slaughter? You know, 2/3 of your udhiyah is sadaqah. 1/3 you can eat, up to 1/3. If you want to give everything, may Allah reward you. Right or wrong? 2/3 is for what? Or looking after the poor is a bad thing now. Feeding. People who eat only once a year. Like in Syria now, Rohingya and other places, they eat once a year the meat. If someone gives them. You and me, mashallah. Just now, when we go eat, Allah knows how many meat we're going to. If there is dinner, I don't know. There is? Alhamdulillah. Takbir. No, serious. Look. Because we think everybody has. Not everybody has. Not everybody has. The dream of a man was, what was your dream, uncle? You know what was it? That I eat a warm meal in my life. He never had a warm meal, believe it or not. He grew up in poverty and he died in poverty. There are people like hot meal, like meal, somebody cook for him. That's his wish. It's not Lamborghini or Ferrari. It's just to eat something cooked. Because whatever he eats is always from the trash. Or what people give cold. Please understand this. So he's saying now, oh my children, look at this. Ya baniya, still a good father. He calls his children, oh my children. He didn't call them, oh losers. Go look for, you know what I mean? Because dangerous sometimes to call the children those names. Brothers and sisters, it is scientifically proven, psychologically proven, that a good word, it makes children healthy. If you talk to children nice, to their mother nice, you talk to her with value, she will be so happy that day, and therefore her performance as mother will be so good. But call her any name. call her something. She would be, a word has an impact on the heart or the psychology. Employees, talk to them nice, good morning, good afternoon, you will see. You say, whoa, boss told us good morning. He was first to greet us. Whoa. Huh. You go visit somebody sick, say, mashallah. Mashallah, looking good. You're not lying. Looking good. If he's still alive, he's good. Takbir. I come to visit you. And the doctor says, too bad. Alhamdulillah, you look good. Right? To me, you still look good. You're still alive. Takbir. Yes. What do you think? Your wife prepared something good and you say, Jazakumullah khair for this nice dinner. Oh, I thought you would never say anything. I thought you will email me, thank you. I need to hear it, not email. No. Love you and give the heart like this. What's that heart? It means either you are takot or what? Takbir. Masjid Pakistan. There is masjid here called Masjid Pakistan. Yeah. No. Why you call it Masjid Pakistan? No. Masjid belong to Allah. All masajid belong to God. They don't belong to Pakistan, nor India, nor Malaysia. Takbir. So tomorrow, Sheikh Zubair build a masjid, call it Masjid Algeria. No. Masajid belong to Allah. Maybe many Pakistanis come there. But that doesn't mean it belongs to them. Every masjid belongs to who? So Shah tomorrow builds a masjid? Masjid Shah? No. No, wrong. Pakistan? Masjid Pakistan? Argue. Masjid India wrong. You see, Masjid India, but Pakistan must have a masjid. You see, Masjid Kashmir. No, masajid belong to Allah, my brothers and sisters. Call it something, no problem, but don't call it Masjid of Pakistanis. So tomorrow, so Pakistani feel this masjid, when I enter masjid, I am in Allah's house. I'm not in nobody's house. Takbir. And me and the king are equal. He's not better than me. I'm not better than him. This is din. Otherwise, Allahu Akbar. May Allah reward the brothers who started it. Maybe could be from Pakistan, maybe my brother, whoever. But it's not Masjid of Pakistan, nor Masjid of India. Masjid India. Masjid India. Masjid of Allah. Who are you here to tell me? وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. In Surah Al-Jinn, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and that masajid belong to Allah. Do not call anybody beside Allah. So I just wanted, because last week somebody said there is Masjid Pakistan. I said, Masjid Pakistan? First time I hear. I know my brother is in charge of masjid, but I never thought it was Masjid Pakistan. Don't call it Masjid Perlis or Masjid anything. Masjid belongs to Allah. All masajid belong to who? Very good. Remember this. Yes. Urdu. It's okay. It's okay. If the majority of people speak that language, but you don't call it Masjid Pakistan. You don't. Number one, Islam is against nationalism. You know that or not? Yes. There is no nothing called Malaysia, nothing called Algeria. This is what is killing us. There is an ummah of Islam. Why not call it, okay, Masjid al-Ummah al-Islamiyah? And let everybody come, inshallah. But it's okay in Urdu. Khutbah in Urdu, no problem. Because majority, let's say, speak Urdu. And do you think the future generation of Urdu, you speak Urdu? Thank you. That's my point. Father speaks Urdu. Son speaks Malay. Wait. The same mistake French Algerians did. The Algerians in France, I was telling them, I want you think I didn't visit France, and you are so shocked. To me, when I went to France, I felt I was suffocating. This is Paris. Some of you, if I go to London, to me, that number 10 is like nothing. Takbir. Alhamdulillah, I don't have any complex of inferiority. Listen, I told the Algerian French there, this is a big mistake. Khutbah was in Arabic. The youth don't know. They're French. They speak French. They were born and raised there. They know little Arabic. Salam alaikum, wa alaikum salam, ça va bien, you know. You talk, the next generation don't understand the message. So only the elderly are listening in Arabic because they think it has to be in Arabic. Ya akhi, wa ma arsalna min rasulin illa bilisani qawmihi liyubayyin lahum. Sadaqallahu al-azim. We did not send any prophet except with the language of his people, so that he can explain to them. When you speak to me in a different language that I will never understand, did you explain the deen to me? So that's why I will never get the message. So we lost generations. Many generations we lost because the imam says khutbah has to be in Arabic. I said no, khutbah must be in French. Because the majority of people speak French. In England, in English speaking English. In Germany, let it be German. In Spanish, Islam didn't come to Arabicize people. Islam came to Islamize people. Up to you. These are certain advices I'm giving you. Up to you, brothers. Take them. Think about them. If they are good, take them. If not, leave. Imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke Chinese and come to the Arabs. Imagine. Or he's Arab, went to the Chinese and speak to them. Do you think they will understand him? They will never understand him. And Allah mentioned that in Surah Al-Kahf. Dhul-Qarnayn, alayhi salam. When he went to, لَا يَكَادُونَ يَفْقَهُونَ قَوْلًا. They almost cannot understand any speech. They barely told him, monsters want to eat us. Ya'juj and Ma'juj. They almost don't understand the word. So language is very important. Very, very important. If you do da'wah, I go to Brazil. Sheikh Zubair is going to Brazil to do da'wah. I don't speak Brazilian, so I need to take with me two or three brothers who speak that language. Maybe I tell them what to. Maybe I speak in English, somebody translate. You know what I mean? So please, but it shouldn't be called Masjid of Pakistanis or Algerians or Saudis. It's Masjid of Allah. Majority of brothers there. Maybe from Pakistan because they have business or they live there. No problem. So tomorrow you come to Malaysia and build the masjid. You call it Masjid al-Malaysian? The Masjid of Malaysians? No? The Masjid of Allah. Wherever you go. Masajid belongs to God. Remember this. That's why, sisters and brothers, if you have ever to run somewhere, run to the masjid. Remember the story I told you? It's okay. We opened here between brackets, but it's very important. When Harun al-Rashid got mad with his wife, he got so mad at her, he divorced her. He said, Wallahi, you will be divorced if you spend the night in my kingdom. You are divorced. He got mad. And she loved him and he loved her. All the ulamas. If she travels, he said, if you spend the night, tonight, in my kingdom, you are divorced. Oh. So she asked ulama, what to do? One alim, Imam al-Asma'i, no one could give her fatwa. Imam al-Asma'i said, simple, take few sisters with you and go to the masjid. Do qiyamul layl, spend the night there. In the morning, go back to him. She said, Sheikh, why? He said, you have to leave my kingdom. He said, but the masajid don't belong to him. Belong to Allah. Very easy. She was in Baghdad. If she traveled east, west, south, north, she will need at least 3 months. 3 months just to be on the borders. He got mad. He said a word that he cannot take back. You will be divorced if you spend the night in my kingdom. So the alim saved her. He said, okay, go spend the night. You and few sisters do qiyamul layl. So that because haram for a woman to be alone in masjid. And she did Qiyamul Layl in the morning, Salat al-Fajr, she went back to her husband. What happened? He was until he heard the sheikh. And he went to the sheikh, not the sheikh came to him. Harun Rashid himself went to the sheikh and asked him, is it you who gave the fatwa to my wife to do this? He said, yes. Masajid don't belong to you, mister. This is how rulers, how the ulama spoke to rulers those days. Today. Takbir. Masajid belongs to who? So even if you build it 100%, the whole finance of the land, electricity, sewer, everything you did, is still Allah. You should thank Allah because Allah chose you to build the masjid for him. So he will give you Jannah, Yawm al-Qiyamah. What do you want more? You say, my masjid. Oh, my sons, go and inquire. Look, he said, tahassasu. He didn't say tajassasu. Let's see the difference between the word tahassasu and tajassasu. What's the difference? Look at me here. The difference is this. Look, dot. See this dot? Look, what is now? Tahassasu. Now? Between a dot and no dot, the meaning completely changes. Arabic is the number one language in the world. What's the difference, Sheikh? Tahassus, brothers and sisters, tahassus is to inquire. You're still in Pakistan? You're still talking about Pakistan? Halas, Pakistan, we finished. And Wazir, what do you have with Pakistan? You're not even Pakistani. You're Bangladesh? Yeah, Bangladesh. All Pakistan. Look, some people feel insulted when I tell them you are from Pakistan, Bangladesh. Do you feel offended if I tell you you are from Bangladesh? One day I did this to a Pakistani. I said, your country, Bangladesh, is very nice. So, no, I'm not from Bangladesh. Jahiliyyah. If I do that to one of the sister, your country, Indonesia, is very poor. I'm sorry. No, Sheikh, I'm not by Indonesian. I'm Malaysian. Why? Why you feel? Because injection that kuffar have put in us. Bangladesh, Pakistan, India, Algeria, Morocco. This is nonsense. We are all from Tana, and we are all the children of the same father and mother. Remember this. And we go back to Tana. Sometimes, just you see, are you from Bangladesh? No, I'm from Pakistan. As if to be Bangladeshi is something bad. No. So please, do not feel offended when someone tell you the truth. One day we talk about Pakistan, the existence of Pakistan, and why the West allowed Pakistan to be born. Takbir. Yes. I have no problem with that. I'm very proud that, alhamdulillah, we have Pakistan. But please understand why India, why Britain allowed, and the world didn't say nothing. There is something deep. Doesn't mean Pakistan is bad. Pakistan was what? Pakistan and Bangladesh. Then now, see? And now Jammu Kashmir, they're working on Kashmir now. They moved Article 370, which does not allow Hindus to buy land in. Now they're gonna see they are dividing us again and again and again. If we are not paying attention, we are one ummah. Khalas. One ummah. We belong to one ummah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Saudi is proud of being Saudi. If you tell him, are you from Qatar? Oh no. A'udhu billah. I'm from Saudi Arabia. You know what I mean? As if you insulted him, if you tell him, and you told him Qatar. Qatar is richer now than Saudi Arabia. Takbir. You know, it's this big problem. Big problem. While Allah says you are one ummah, think like one ummah. May Allah forgive us. Yes, yes, I'm coming back. That's why. But when they talk, they bring me back to Pakistan. How was the lecture with Sheikh Imran? He told you about future?
He told about the three facts. Royal Bharat Pratinika, and then the Christian fact, and then the Judeo-Christian. It's true.
Yeah, I didn't say it's not true. I just said, did he tell you about the future?
Yes.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Where is he living? Where?
He's in Gomba.
He's in Malaysia? No, no.
He has two houses in Caribbean.
One wife here, one wife there? Yeah. MashaAllah. Takbir. No, I have only one, and I don't want to die shaheed now. His wife is Algerian.
He's 17 French.
MashaAllah. And his wife, how old?
Oh, yeah.
Second one? 50, very young.
Compared to him.
Very young, 18, 25.
Okay.
Very young, 25. 25 and up, you're not young anymore. Takbir, not old, but you are not very young. You're young. You said very young. May Allah forgive you. You're confusing me. Okay. Tahassasu, look at it. Look at the difference between tahassasu and tajassasu. SubhanAllah, one dot. Tahassas is to inquire, meaning your niyyah is good. Tajassus, no, your niyyah is not good. You're spying. Look, tahassasu is to inquire. And when you inquire, your niyyah is good. I'm inquiring, where is my brother? But when you put the dot, it's no more inquiring. It is spying. And when you spy, of course, you have a very bad intention. SubhanAllah, one dot difference. So he said, oh, my children, go and look for, inquire for your brother. Try to find information. So you see the difference? From Yusuf, or about Yusuf and his brother, وَلَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ, and never give up. Look, he's teaching his children something Allah has given him, which is never give up hope of Allah's mercy. Brothers and sisters, do you know if you give up on Allah's mercy, خلاص, he will not show you mercy. Allah is exactly as you think of him. I repeat. If you think good about Allah, then you find him good. If you think that I don't think Allah will forgive me, what I did was bad, he will not. He will tell you, because you thought of me that, then you get it. That's why I always think, Ya Rabb, I know you will forgive us all, Yawm al-Qiyamah. I know. Me and my family and this and this and this, like that. So he said to them, do not give up the what? Don't give up hope. Rauh. Innahu la yayasu min rauhillahi illa al-qawbul kafirun. Look, the moment you lose hope in Allah, you are no more Muslim. You become what? Kafir. Look at the ayah. Don't look at me. Look at the ayah. Certainly, no one despairs of Allah's mercy except the people who disbelieve. So losing hope in Allah's mercy equals disbelief. That's why a Muslim should never give up hope on Allah. Ya Rab, I know one day you will guide me. I know one day you will. Don't lose hope, brothers, in Allah. He's so merciful. He's so merciful that he left 99% of his mercy for Yawm al-Qiyamah. Remember this. The mercy that is on dunya is just 1%. When the mother gives milk to her baby and gets up 10 times more sometimes at night, when somebody gives his kidney to his son or to his mother or to her husband or to his wife, when someone comes down from his car and feeds somebody, a cat, when, all this, the rahmah that is on earth is 1%. 99% is left for Yawm al-Qiyamah. To the extent Shaitan alayhi salam, na'udhu billah. Shaitan, khalas, khalas. Shaitan, la'anahullah. La'anahullah. Hey, we make mistake. Do you think this mistake is like Hamza radiallahu anhu? Hamza, do you know what he said? قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُ. He was drunk. He said, oh, kafirun, I worship what you worship. He was drunk. He didn't mean it. Sometimes this, do you know, there is a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most amazing thing he said is this man who slept in the desert. When he woke up, his camel got lost. He tied it. Then, when he slept like this, when he opened his eyes, he looked for his camel, he didn't find it. And all of his food and water is on the camel. And he's in the desert. Oh my God, he looked around 360 degrees. He didn't find it. So he said, Khalas, I'm going to die now. So he went under the tree and slept and waited for death. That's it. Where do I find water in this? Suddenly, as he fainted, started dying, he opened his eyes, the camel came back with water. Out of happiness, what did he say? Oh God, you are my slave and I am your God. Out of happiness, instead of saying, oh Allah, you are my God and I'm your slave, he said the other way. Rasulullah s.a.w. laughed and told the Sahaba, Allah will not hold this man accountable for the mistake he's made. He was excited. So I am excited. You bring Pakistan issue and you want me to stay. Takbir. So Shaitan, la'anahullah, may Allah curse him. Shaitan, if you say a million times alayhi salam, Allah will never give him salam, okay? Shaitan is cursed. Khalas, done. Shaitan, may Allah curse him, what does he say? Yawm al-Qiyamah, when he sees Allah forgiving, he says, Ya Rabbi, how about me? Please forgive me. Allah says, no, not me. He will be so amazed at how many people Allah will forgive. But apply. You have to fill the application. What is the application? Islam, Iman, Shahada, 5 daily prayers, fasting Ramadan, then Allah will forgive you. But you want to just go what? You give your exam paper blank. You want A+. F+. Fire many times. Takbir. So he said, go and inquire on your brother and on Yusuf and his brother. And look, وَلَا تَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ. Do not despair. He said, go do and don't. Look, do and don't. How many of us talk to our children like this? Do this, don't do this. You have to even tell the children what not to do. Bring me this, don't bring me this. You may tell your son, go get me, for example, my bag. He may bring you the wrong bag in front of people. Bring this, not this. So you have to be clear also in your commandments. Do's and don'ts. Many of you don't say no. I have seen many brothers here, even in this class. I never saw you saying no to your children. I told you, use the word no. Even your wife, no. Takbir. Look at that. Like already about to die. Say no. When the day you say yes, she will be so happy. Handbag, yes. Handbag, yes. Yes, yes. Takbir. What do you do with those handbags that you allow your women to buy? Investment, Sheikh. Investment. Investment. You two brothers, some of you have problem with cars. Any car you see, you want to buy. Takbir. May Allah forgive you. Huh? What is it? If you are brave enough, go ahead. All of you. You too. You put him in trouble and pull back. Yalla, she's here. They are here listening. Sharpening the knives are all sharp these few days. Takbir. Today, mashallah, may Allah reward the brother. He brought me, he knows I love knives. He brought me a knife. Man, I was like cutting sheep like you cut the... No, like you cut the butter. The knife was... It's like razor. I just want... Mashallah. Takbir. That's how you slaughter. When you slaughter, the knife has to be... If you do this, bad. It means the bad. You have to one time. Even a bull. Did I send you that video of a bull? Did I send you the video about the bull? Mashallah, how a person won. I send it to one or few brothers. Commands are already, mashallah, share. Takbir, I will send it. See the difference between how Islamically you kill and how culturally you kill. The niya is good, but the knife is not ready. And there is technique also. There is a technique. That's why our children, if they are not exposed now, too bad. 88. Sister, brother Azhar's wife. Yellow sister. Yeah. Allahu Akbar. Look here, sister. This is Yusuf when he was thrown in the well. Look now. He becomes here. They were here when they threw him. Now they are here. They come back to him. Oh Aziz. Aziz means leader. Oh ruler of the land. Leader of the land. قد مسنا وأهلنا الدر وجئنا ببضاعة مزجاة فأوفي الكيل وتصدق علينا الله أكبر. Look, they صدقة, they are begging. See, never put down anyone. One day that person could be on top of you and you'd be begging him. At least for forgiveness. At least please forgive me. Why you wrong someone to be sitting near his feet now and asking him or her to forgive you? You should not have done injustice from day one. Okay. فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ Then when they entered to him, to Yusuf alayhi salam, they said, O ruler of the land, a hard time has hit us and our family because they are Bedouins. So definitely people in the kampung suffer more than people in the city. And we have brought but poor capital. We don't have much money. So pay us full measure. Please give us the grains, the food that we need. And be charitable to us. Please be generous to us. Truly, Allah does reward the charitable. God will pay you so much if you are charitable to us. Please, we are really hurt. But did they go and ask for Yusuf and his brother or they are asking for food? Did you see? The father says, go look for your brother and Yusuf, or Yusuf and his brother. What they are looking for? Ma dunya, Bani Israel. Do you see the point? I am telling you, go and look for Yusuf. They're going to look for food. Some people like this. Some people will tell them, brother, their mind is dunya. Na'udhu billah. Dunya, how much dunya? Now he is going to shock them. Sister Aida, go ahead. Now he's going to shock them. He's going to reveal himself. Look, because they reach the lowest point. They are begging, please give us food. And Allah, look, hypocrisy. And Allah loves the charitable. He loves the charitable. He doesn't love those who make a rift between father and son, who hurt their brothers. And you know what is more painful, brothers and sisters? Is that sometimes your best friends betray you, and your enemies save your life. Do you know that? Your enemies rescue you. They put you in ICU to revive you. And who will put, na'udhu billah, poison in your honey? Sometimes best friends. You thought they were best. That's the mistake you do. Huh? That's why when I hear you talking, my friends, I smack you next time, the youth. I do. I have special smacking, don't worry. Because one thing we hear today, my friends, I have so many friends. When your son says, I have so many friends, wake him up. There is no friend. Your best friend is your father and mother. Remember this. Because they love you unconditionally. Your friends love you because they are gaining something from you. Either you make them feel important because you are son of someone. You have to learn that. Huh? Or they give you something, or they share with you food, or a bicycle, or a car. Or I don't know what they, your friends, so-called friends. There is no friend. Real friend is father and mother. Remember this. Isn't that what you are telling your children or not? Or you want me, maybe you are saying through me. Some of you say, like, thank you, Sheikh. You better, huh? I have strong ESP, don't worry. Takbir. And your best friend is your pocket. If your pocket is empty, bye-bye. Takbir. You think when your pocket is empty, people will just come and put some money like this? Girls, there is no friend. Your best friend is your sister. Love her and hug her. Sheikh, who should I love more? My friend or my brother? Let me tell you. The best friend is this. Is a friend who considers you brother. And the best brother is the brother who treats you like a friend. Because some brothers... Give me your pinky. All they know is this. No really bonding at all. And maybe you call your brother, oh man, why you wake me up now? Oh, what's wrong with you? You know I'm sleeping. I work out. Okay, see you later tomorrow. Call your friend, your best friend. Hello, he will come. He will come. Okay, that was something ESP. ESP, not ESPN. Takbir. So, what did he say? Let's see, Sister Aida. Now, what did he say, Abu Hudayfa? Did you know what you have done to Yusuf and his brother? Or were you ignorant? What indirectly, what is he saying? I am Yusuf. Indirectly, he's saying, I am Yusuf. He said, did you know what you have done to Yusuf? Because that's the question. The question is not food. The question is, you have to look for Yusuf and his brother. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the angel to tell Yusuf alayhi salam that your father is looking for you. So meaning he had prior knowledge, but instead of them looking for Yusuf, instead of coming to the ruler and say, sir, we have a brother that we lost long time ago. His name is Yusuf. Would you please help us, you are the government, to find him? Right or wrong? Are you with me or not? Yeah. Or khalas, 10 o'clock, your mind is closed. Go to the kitchen. Takbir. No food tonight. I already got the guilty ones. One, two, three, khalas, doesn't happen. Takbir. The big one. 30 years. For the last 30 years. Number 3. 4. Don't sit with them. Next time, come sit with me. Takbir. It's something you don't understand. Happened last Friday. But good students, they made me proud. Because they paid. Don't let the guy pay. Yes, that's my students. Takbir. May Allah reward whoever paid. He Ameen. Told me someone paid. May Allah reward him. Ameen. Abundantly. Say Ameen.
Ameen.
The story, I went to a restaurant. I found a group of you eating. They asked me to come. I said, no, I'm invited. Then, mashallah, they were good to pay for our food. May Allah feed them in Jannah. Say Ameen.
Ameen.
The question is this. They should come and say, sir, because that is more important than food. And that's exactly what their father asked them to do. So Yusuf alayhi salam somehow knew from Allah azza wa jal that. So that's why he ridiculed them. You are jahil. Now, they're talking about sadaqah. No, okay, no problem. What they are saying is true. Okay, finish the question.
I mean, is that Yusuf reacted because they said that?
Not only that. Okay, they're playing the moral, you know, card. You are moral. You are doing terrible things to your father and brother, and you're playing the moral now. Some people are like this. They are the worst, but they play. They pretend to be nice. They pretend to be religious. They are not. There are people like this. And there are those, subhanAllah, at least honest. Careful. Anyways. So he got like upset. Because, he knew from Allah that they should be looking for Yusuf. So if they came and said, sir, we have a problem. We have an old father, and we lost already one brother, and now we lost our young brother who you said he has stolen something. Would you please help us find Yusuf and release our brother, Benjamin, because he's the youngest and he's just a younger kid. You know what I mean? At least, ya Allah, they don't even do that. They're talking about Makan. Imagine you send your son for a very important thing. Tell him. And your son is not smaller. I'm talking about 20 and up. You find him sitting with his friends. Minum makan. While you told him, go quickly, get me this. It's urgent. How do you see that son now? How do you? Imagine I send one of you, please, brother. Urgent. And I say urgent, you go sit somewhere, have a cup of coffee first, or tea. Then I find you there. I say, it was urgent, man. Alas, cross, no more, from the list. Takbir. And some sisters, when you tell them urgent, subhanAllah, it's urgent. They take it literally. Some brothers, when you tell them urgent, as if you are telling them, go sleep. Takbir. Some brothers like this. What can we do? Now they are shocked. Again. Sister Aifa. Verse 90. Now, if he mentioned Yusuf, what does that mean? You don't need I don't know what. Do you remember what you did to Yusuf and his brother? Meaning they were not also nice to Benjamin when Yusuf and Benjamin were together. So he's reminding them what they used to do even at home. Hey, and be careful of the bullying of children to their brothers. Huh? Don't allow that. As father, you cannot let a son bully another one. You cannot let that happen. A sister bullying another one. Disrespecting her. As father, you have to stop that. Even if you have to rotan all of them. Including their mother, if she comes with them. Takbir. What's the worst going to happen? No. You go to another state and they remarry. Takbir. Johor. Look at them. Some brothers smiling. Some already takot. You die shaheed anyway. Yalla. Sister, go ahead.
They say, I am Yusuf, and this is my brother. Allah has been gracious to us. Verily, he fears Allah with obedience to him by abstaining from sins and evil deeds and by performing righteous deeds.
Ah, okay, very good. We end with this verse. They said, are you indeed Yusuf? Because he said to them, what was the hint he gave them? Remember the first hint? They didn't get it? No, the first hint. He bring me your brother from? Very good. MashaAllah, Shah is a takbir, good student. Well done. A+, takbir. He almost got it wrong. Half right, half wrong. But he still remember. Alhamdulillah. Shukr ya Allah. Remember when he told them, bring me a brother of yours from your father? That should be the... How did he know? How did he know that? Huh? Okay, this time no. Directly. He said, look, هل علمتم ما فعلتم بيوسف وأخيه إذ أنتم جاهلون? Do you remember what you have done to Yusuf and his brother? When you were ignorant, jahil, immature here, immature here. Not immature in the body, the body. They have big bodies, but here. Spiritual immaturity, I call it. There are people spiritually immature. Wallahi al-Azim, 70 years old, behaving like teenager. Where is the spiritual maturity? Where is it? 60 years old, still putting lipstick. Put lipstick for your poor husband. Takbir. Sorry, this is the truth. She is very old and she has nail. What call that? That thing you put on and you look like a Dracula. What's called? Those coloring. Yeah. You know, sisters, your wudu is not accepted if you do that. Because it's like a... It's a layer. Your wudu is unacceptable. And therefore your salat is not. If the wudu has problem... then the salat also has problem. And you look natural. Huh? We look natural. Human, huh? Not Dracula. Takbir. May Allah forgive. Still some of you love yourself more than you love Allah. Some ladies still love themselves more than they love Allah. You just pretend you love Allah. Because if you truly love Allah, you give up things for Him. Ya Allah, I love you so much. Commanded me to cover, I will cover. Not just when coming to Sheikh Zubair's class. Allah. So, last ayah for tonight is this. They said, indeed you are Yusuf. Khalas. You must be Yusuf. Because you don't know a lot about us. What did he say? Yes, I am Yusuf. You know, imagine. Look. Yes, I am Yusuf.
You must be Yusuf. Are you Yusuf?
Yes, I am Yusuf. وَهَذَا أَخِي. And this is my brother. Why he said he is my brother? Because he never hurt him. A true brother doesn't hurt his brother. Please understand this. No matter what. There are brothers now going and talking bad about their own brothers. Talking bad, gossiping. He did this to me, she did this to me, he did this to me. And Allah knows everything. Allah has the file of everyone. Don't worry about it. And when you go, people, let me tell you this. When you go talk bad about someone very close to you, like your brother or sister, people are smart. You know, maybe people first sympathize with you. But second time they will not, because they say, look, he's very bad. He's talking about his own brother. So tomorrow... I'm not his brother, so one day he will talk about me. Do you understand? That's why also some sisters, may Allah guide them, when they complain about their husbands, Sheikh, you know Shaitan? That's my husband. This is a man who have babies with you, sister. This is how you speak about him. You should say, Sheikh, I'm not happy in my marriage. but not something, you know. May Allah give us hidayah.
Amen.
Same thing, some brothers talk very bad about their wives. She is this, she is this. Ya akhi, you don't like her, let her go. You don't like her, don't speak. Send her with a lot of gifts. Let her realize who did she miss? Who did she lose? But do not talk bad about people. Do you believe in justice?
Yes.
Allah's justice?
Yes.
Then let Allah the handle. Allah al-Azim, it's true. Ya Rab, I trust you. I know you are the judge. You will see. Whoever is digging a hole for you, he will fall into it. Remember that. Because he forgets, where did he dig it? One day he will fall into it. So, what did Yusuf say? Ana Yusuf. Yes, I am Yusuf. He didn't lie. He said, no, maybe. I am Yusuf. Khalas, the truth has come now. Ana Yusuf wa hadha akhi. This is my brother. Because he never hurt me. So, real brother doesn't hurt his brother. Remember this. Qad manna Allahu alayna. Look, subhanallah. He did not brag about himself being the king, being this, being the ruler. Look what he said. He said, Allah has indeed been gracious to us, meaning me and you and Benjamin, because we didn't fall into what you did. What you did was big. You caused our father pain. Brothers and sisters, please think about, before you do something, think first. Say, this thing I'm going to do, is it going to cause, like the so-called brothers who want to marry another one. Think, is it going to destroy my marriage? I have already a wife and children. If I add another one, do you think the first one will be happy? So, why you do something that, things like that. Please pay attention. Wallahi al-Azim is true. Think, wait a minute. My daughters, my children, my sons, my business, my reputation. You have to consider these things. Some youth, may Allah, I tell you now so that you don't fall into that. Sheikh, he falls in love with a divorcee older than him. Do you think his mother will be happy? You, when you want your son to marry, do you want him to marry an old woman already with 3, 4, 5 kids, older than him? Or you want him to see him with a bride, mashallah, younger than him, close to his age, happy, right or wrong? I'm talking from my experience, because this is what I do on the daily basis. That's why you see me sometimes saying those words. Takbir. Mary, think about your mother first and your father. Are they going to be pleased with this girl? Do I take their blessings or just, no, it's all about me. I fell in love. They have to. You kick him out from here until Indonesia. Takbir. If he does that. And parents have right to choose for you. How about that? Yalla, listen. Now, young boys and young girls. Do you know your father has the right to choose for you? Not to force you. He has the right to say, my daughter, I think this boy is good for you. And you should say, Dad, may Allah reward you. Let me see who is this person. Maybe, subhanAllah, maybe he's bringing you Allahu Akbar. Your mother also. This is serious. Boys and girls, both. See, consider. If... Then talk to your father and mother. Say, Ma, maybe you are shy of your dad. You talk to your mom. I don't think. You go cook everything. Chinta in Australia. Chinta in Paris. Chinta in where now? Chinta in where? Yes, the latest. Huh? Pakistan. Allahu Akbar. No. Serious. Now the latest drama. Chinta. Istanbul, yes. Thank you. Who said that? Thank you. Yeah. It's Istanbul. Why, there is no chinta in Kampung here? Kampong Kapong, Kapong, only guerrilla, guerrilla against communists. Takbir. No, no, serious. Parents have the right to suggest a bride or groom for their children. But not force them. You cannot force them to marry if they don't like. But it's your right as father and mother to say, my son, I think this family is good for you, this girl good for you. And a good son will say, dad, you know better. Yes. Put it that way. Tomorrow, if there is problem, dad, this was your choice. Takbir. Takbir. Follow Sheikh Zubair, you'll be happy. No, these children, what is this? Salah ad-Din, what's going on? You're thinking like Abdul Nasser of Egypt. You're thinking like... No, no, serious, my brothers and sisters. Since we are talking about father and son and how Yusuf answered his brothers, yes. Another thing. So, you cannot just marry someone. You have to make sure your parents will be okay with that person too. Ah. Yes. Some of you have teenagers. I have to say this now. And some of you are about to enter the grave, including me. Takbir. Yeah, we should remember death every night, every day. Some of us already planning for 2030. 2030. Takbir. May Allah have mercy on all of us. So he said, Ana Yusuf. Yes, it's me. I am Yusuf. Ana. Wahada Ahi, this is my brother. Indirectly, you are not my brothers because look what you have done. Look what you caused. But subhanAllah, he did not mention the past. Something about Yusuf. He did not mention the past at all. You and me? Huh? You and me? What do we do? Fight with your wife and see what files she will bring. 1914, World War I, World War II, the fall of the Reich. I have a little problem with your sayang. Remember the day you forgot me at my mother's heart? Ya Allah, that was 1969. You still remember that? Takbir. Some of us are like that. We always bring the past. And it's true. He did not. He just said, look what he said. He said, Allah indeed has been gracious to us, to me and my brother. Verily, he who fears Allah, and this is all for all of us, including you and me. Look. Verily, he who fears Allah, taqwa, and may yattaqi wa yasbir, and has patience. He who fears Allah doesn't commit haram because he was tempted many times. And now he is Khazain, brothers. Khazana, all the money is in his hand. Look, when you are gold, when you are made of gold, you always stay gold. When you are made of copper, you shine only little and then you turn into Yusuf alayhi salam. Whether he was in the house of the master with an almost naked woman, other women came and tempted him. And all the poinceries. Then, listen, he is in jail. What the two inmates, what did they tell him? What did they tell him? No, we see you a good man. Good people are always good. They don't change. No matter what. Because they are made of goodness. There are people spawned like good. And they mean good, and they live good, and they die good. These are the people you should look for, friends. Try to see. Doesn't mean they are perfect. Nobody's perfect. But you see them always trying to do good, being with the good, speaking good. You know what I mean? These people, these are the people you look for to marry from, if you find a family that all their life is around the deen, about doing good, about helping, about feeding, about refugees. These are the people you stick tight to. Don't let them go from your life, no matter what. Because you will not find better than this. So Yusuf was already good. No matter what happened to him, not only when he is on high position now, he becomes good. No. He reminded his brothers that he who fears Allah and has, look, sabr, two things, taqwa and sabr. You may have taqwa, but you don't have sabr. You may have sabr, but no taqwa. These two, please hold them. Fear Allah, stay away from haram, and be patient. Inshallah, Allah will get you out from any trouble. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Yusuf alayhi salam said, then Allah Azza wa Jal surely will not make the reward of the muhsinun go lost. He will not make it lost. The ajr of the muhsin will be given to him. Just be muhsin, be good. At the end, Allah will pay you good. هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا إِحْسَانِ Surah Ar-Rahman, Allah says, isn't the reward of ihsan but ihsan? If you do good, you're going to get good. So Yusuf alayhi salam, sisters and brothers, was tempted and tempted and tempted and tempted. He never changed. The amazing thing in this surah that really bothers, I mean, subhanAllah, makes me think, bothers my mind positively to think, is he never mentioned the past, which is difficult to do. When people hurt you, you always say, but you did this to me, you said this to me, you broke my heart, you cheated on me, blah, 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 whatever. No, they didn't go to the past. He did not mention the past at all. You will see later on when his father and the stepmother and the family all come, when they all come, he will not even mention what his brothers did to him. Amazing, amazing. Why? Why? Why you shouldn't mention bad things that happened past? Because they add nothing but blood pressure, sugar, salt. Serious. That's why, brothers, when someone comes to tell you something bad, tell him, brother, please keep it with you. Hey, Sheikh, do you want me to tell you what people are saying about you? No. No. Number one, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, someone came to him and said, Ya Imam, shall I tell you what so-and-so is saying? He said, no. I don't want to hate a Muslim for, you know, when you tell me, I'm human, I can get... You know, I don't want to hate any Muslim. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Look how pure he was. Number two, who insulted you? Who insulted you? The one who brought you the insult. Because you didn't hear it from the other guy, right? He was coward enough to talk bad in your back. But who came and told you so-and-so is saying? It's you, man. You are insulting me. If you are a real man, you should have stopped him there. You understand? Somebody talking bad about your best friend. If you are a really good friend, you stop him. So whoever brings you bad news about you, actually he is insulting you. Takbir. May Allah protect you.
Amen.
Protect us all.
Amen.
So we will see the amazing surah keeps teaching us other values. He's too high. He's too high morally. So he doesn't want to hear the khalas. Because we cannot change it. What passed, passed. What has happened, has happened. Now look forward. You know, some of us, this is how they live their life. Look at me. Imagine you're driving. Where your eye should be where? No, you do like this. Or you keep looking only at the rear mirror. Instead of looking at... past. You just look at the past. At the past. At the past. Look forward, brothers. Whatever past, past. May Allah give you long life. Whoever has birthday today. Takbir. And celebrating birthday is bid'ah. Stop cakes. Don't bring cakes here and say, no, Sheikh, this cake. And next time, don't tell me halas. Just tell me somebody has reached this age. We make du'a. Serious, serious. I'm aghast. Sometimes you tell me, Sheikh, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Celebrating birthday is not sunnah. It's not Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, nor the Sahaba, Salaf Salih never celebrated anybody's birthday. So when you are 60 or 20 or 22 or whatever your age is, wish good for the person and that's it. Make dua for him or her and that's it. May Allah give long life. May Allah give good health. Barakah. To bring cake to increase our blood sugar. What type of Muslim you are?
No anniversary.
Anniversary for marriage? You should cry. You should be like, why? What did I? You want me to tell the truth? ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار يا الله give us رحمة and baraka. Make this house full of baraka and inshallah all my brothers will go happy. May Allah accept your Eid al-Adha, your Qurban, your Salat al-Eid, your Dua, your fasting of the day of Arafah. آمين آمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب anyone who brings the food, may Allah feed him in dunya and akhira.
Amen.
Any sister who also brings something in her hand when she comes, or may Allah reward them.
Amen.
Also the servants, the brothers who clean, may Allah bless them.
Amen.
Give them good health.
Amen.
And whoever brings food here in this house, may Allah give him barakah in his wealth,
Amen.
In his health,
Amen.
In his mind, and in his children,
Amen.
Or her children. Amen. Halas. Salaam alaikum.